I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the Global South suffers from COVID-19, the impoverished are the ones suffering the most. Find out how local churches are helping. And a massive social media event at the end of May encouraged Christians around the world and brought many people to Christ. We'll unpack that story in a few moments. But first, COVID-19 ripped through developed countries very quickly, but now is causing trouble in developing countries and the Global South. Sydney Moisio says Compassion International is especially watching countries like Brazil, Peru, Indonesia, and Tanzania. As COVID-19 spreads, the poorest families will be hit harder than anyone else. Even at the best of times, Moisio says, the healthcare system in these countries can't keep up with diseases like malaria or even routine vaccinations.
When populations that we work with have lived lives of poverty, their general immunity tends to be compromised because, again, they're not getting balanced meals. The nutritional intake is typically compromised. So when you encounter a pandemic like this COVID-19, that tends to exacerbate the situation.
Even though they haven't been able to meet normally, churches in these countries have stepped up.
So many of our churches have responded and made sure that we're providing food packs to families. The second way that the church partners have responded to this need is by providing soap, sanitizers, and masks that are locally made. So that has been really wonderful to see.
Meanwhile, life is moving closer to normal in some countries as COVID-19 restrictions ease and businesses reopen. In others, the struggle to survive continues. Rob Myers of Door International says their deaf teams recently organized a food distribution for deaf families in need.
They had planned on maybe 30 families showing up. And because of the deep, deep need within these communities, I think around 400 individuals showed up asking for food.
In the developing world, limited education means fewer job options. Deaf people often find work in manual labor.
Unfortunately, in the midst of this crisis and the pandemic, manual labor jobs were some of the ones that tended to be cut first. So many deaf people suddenly found themselves out of work.
No work means no money to buy food. Lockdowns and social distancing cut off community support.
Door's main mission is doing Bible translation in sign language and doing evangelism and church planting. But you can't do those things within communities where people are starving. We launched the 30 for 30 campaign, recognizing that in some of the countries where we serve, $30 can actually feed a deaf family for 30 days.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And social media divides, distracts, and drains at times, but Sammy Tippett Ministries recently harnessed it as a tool to share the gospel. Live streams over Facebook in 11 languages allowed people all over the world to hear the good news. Sammy Tippett says these videos reached over 4 million viewers combined, resulting in an amazing impact.
It was absolutely incredible. It went beyond what we were anticipating or expecting. It was just a great outreach time.
Responses from these videos came pouring in. In some cases, local churches were able to reach out and connect with viewers in their area. Two people shared how they were contemplating suicide before hearing the gospel message and giving their lives to Christ. Others found courage where they previously only been dominated by fear.
There were two nurses in India who were just fearful for their lives because of COVID-19 and were not going to go back to work, but they gave their hearts to Christ. And because of their commitment to Christ, they had the strength and the courage to go back to work and serve people with COVID-19.
Tippett believes the response to this event shows that people need hope now more than ever. To learn how you can be praying and helping the hurting in these trying times, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. No one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been. Your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of heroes of the faith and be the voices for the voiceless. So would you please consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.